great news. I got something that's gonna change our lives.
What is it? An inflatable woman?
No, it's a girly magazine.
That's People magazine.
Yeah, but this one has a photo spread of the 10 sexiest women in the world.
Oh, man. Is that a swimsuit or a paint job?
I'd really love to go out with her.
Mark, that's Pamela Anderson. You'd have a better shot at going out with Louis Anderson.
JT, could you please be useless in another room?
I'm studying.
Come on. My principal, Mrs. Whitney, is coming over to talk to Mom.
That old bet? Oh, man, I can't believe she's still alive. But she was 110 when I was in school. You know, I'll bet she still has it out for me for letting the air out of her tires the last day of school.
You did that?
Yeah, I was graduating. What was she gonna do, give me detention?
Mom, I think it's Mrs. Whitney.
Okay.
Hello, Mrs. Whitney.
Hello, Mark.
Don't you look lovely this evening?
And what's your problem?
Chapped lips.
May I take your wrap?
Oh, certainly. You are such a nice young man.
And you are a tribute to higher education.
Suck up!
Mrs. Whitney.
Oh, it's nice to see you again, Mrs. Lambert.
Yes, you too. Please, come in.
Thank you.
You remember JT?
Oh, I certainly do. You're the hooligan who let the air out of my tires. Consider yourself on detention all next week.
Wait a minute. You can't give me detention. I'm out of high school.
No, but I can. You're grounded.
Oh, man, this bites. OJ walks and I get detention.
Please, sit down.
Thank you.
Would you like some coffee?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, what did you want to talk to us about?
Well, as we all know, Mark is a very gifted student. I would like to help him get into the Academy for Advanced Learning.
Yes, the big time. I'm going to the show.
Well, I mean, this is very flattering, but I'm just not sure that I want Mark to go to a school that stresses only academics.
But, Mom, this could be my chance to prove myself against the smartest kids in the city.
Yes, I know, but I think, you know, being with normal kids in a normal environment is an important part of life, too.
Hey, Cal, I learned the greatest thing in school today.
Now, see, Brendan goes to a public school, and I think he gets a very well-rounded education. So, what did you learn?
Check it out. I learned how to play music with my armpit.
Oh, second thought. I think maybe normal kids are holding Mark back.
Ooh! So, can I go to the academy?
Sure.
Yes, I'm the man. Well, I'm gonna go practice for the talent show.
He's a Lambert, isn't he?
I'm just really tired of the name Karen Foster. It's so boring. I'm thinking of changing my name to Hakuna Matata. Yeah, then I'd have my own song.
Karen, we need the phone, we need the phone.
I'm having a very important conversation.
Have it later. Hi, she'll call you back.
Karen, this is an emergency. Now, if we're the 57th caller, we're gonna win free Super Bowl tickets.
Super Bowl? Like, that is more important than me changing my name to Hakuna Matata.
It's ringing.
Oh, we're in.
Hello, hi, yes, hi. My name is J.T. Lambert, and my dad and I are willing to do absolutely anything to go to the Super Bowl. Dad, we're the 57th caller.
Yes!
We're in, we're going! Okay, well, what do we have to do?
What did he say? What did he say?
Okay, Dad, how do you feel about the cheerleaders you see at halftime?
I love them.
Yeah? How'd you like to dress like one?
Oh, no.
Come on, Dad. All we have to do is dress up like cheerleaders and go to Dave's sports bar Saturday at 8.
Forget it, JT. No way.
Come on, Dad. All it is a cheerleading outfit. It's not a thong bikini. Come on. This is for the Super Bowl tickets. 50-yard line.
Okay.
We'll do it. Yes, okay, fine. All right, bye.
Yes,
we're in.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Lambert.
What are you two so excited about?
Dad and I are going to Dave's sports bar dressed like women.
I've got to get out of this family. I didn't know Mark was home.
He's not. We just let ourselves in to wait for him.
Well, then, why don't you just help yourselves to a little snack?
Oh, we already did. By the way, you're out of peanut butter.
Well, there's another jar in the pantry.
Not anymore.
Okay, I'll just put it on the list.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Honey, how was your first day at the academy?
Awful. We had a pop quiz today, and I got a C.
A C? Mark Foster got a C? Oh, man. How the mighty have fallen.
You better stop laughing, or I'll shove that turkey leg up your nose.
Mark, take it easy. It's just a grade.
Yeah, a C, which means average. Well, let me tell you something. Mark Foster is not average.
Well, maybe you'll do better next time.
Darn straight I will. I'm going to study every minute of the day until I can claim my rightful place at the head of the class.
Hey, Mark, you seem a little stressed out. Now, why don't you come with me and Roland tonight to see a movie, huh?
A movie? Don't you understand? I have to study.
It's Friday night.
So what? If you want to succeed at the academy, you have to study 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You don't have time for stupid movies.
Well, dinner's in about an hour.
No time for food.
But it's lasagna. It's your favorite.
Lasagna?
I'll set two more places.
Oh, Dana, I'm glad you're here. What do you think of my new look, huh?
You look like you slept in a dumpster.
Yeah, I wish. No, this is all part of my new invention. Edible clothing. Huh? Care for a bite of my potato skin vest?
Cody, why are you wearing food?
Because I'm going to go camping. You know, like when you go camping, you got to lug around all that heavy food and stuff. So I figured, hey, why not just wear it, you know? It's light, it's durable, you know? Plus, if I get lost in the woods, hey, man, I could survive a whole month just snacking on my duds. Check it out. I got my cassava hat, yeah, potato skin vest, sausage belt, and 100% turkey jerky boots.
Yeah, totally. I thought Calvin Klein had his finger on the pulse of American fashion.
Yeah, it's camping time. Ooh, I almost forgot my most important piece of clothing. God, dude. Yeah. And you thought I didn't know what I was doing, huh? Check this out. English muffin earmuffs. Well, I'm off.
There's the understatement of the year.
Okay, listeners, we're back live from Dave's Sports Grill, and the moment you've all been waiting for is here. It's time to meet the contestants in WNKW's annual I'll Do Anything for Super Bowl Tickets giveaway. Say hello to JT and Frank Lambert, better known tonight as Janet and Francesca. Pom-poms, ladies.
Yeah, we love you too. Now, where's the tickets?
Oh, not so fast. I told you you'd get your tickets from two beautiful ladies. But what I didn't tell you is that they'd be two beautiful ladies of wrestling. say hello to Assault and Battery. These two brawling beauties have your Super Bowl tickets, and all you have to do is survive 10 rounds in the ring with them.
I'll wait for you in the car.
Come on, Dad, this is for the Super Bowl. We can't back down now.
And now, round one.
Come on in, guys.
Miss Assault, is it? Yeah. Listen, I don't feel right about fighting with a woman. So why don't you just give us the tickets and we'll call it a night.
Oh, well, sure. Here they are. I'll flip you for them. Hey!
There's a takedown. That's 2 points. Score is Beautiful Girls 92 and Lambert's zip. If those boys are going to the Super Bowl, they're going in body casts.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh, I'll bet that hurt.
Come and get you.
You okay, Dad?
Oh, yeah.
Ow!
Make a wish.
I wish you weren't gonna do this. Uncle, we give up, whatever.
And there's the first smart move of the night for the Lamberts. They've conceded. The undefeated champions, Assault and Battery. How about a nice round of applause for our losers? Come on over here, fellas. How you feeling, guys?
I want to die.
Well, maybe this will make you feel better. You guys were such good sports, and we're going to give you the Super Bowl tickets anyway. You earned them.
Yeah, I can get handicapped parking, right?
Now, would you boys like to go another round for airfare and accommodations? Just kidding. The whole package is yours. And thanks for playing WNKW's I'll Do Anything for Super Bowl tickets.
Mark. On your head?
My study lights. They help me focus.
But it's 3 a.m. What are you still doing up?
Well, I might ask the same question, miss. Sneaking through the back door.
I have a very good reason for being out this late. I've been making out with Bobby Cooper for the last 6 hours. What's your excuse?
I'm cramming. A
I've got to keep up with the rest of the kids at the academy.
Hey, you're not allowed to drink coffee.
Oh, I'm not drinking it. I'm chewing it. It gets into the bloodstream a lot quicker that way. I'm good for another hour.
Mark is downstairs studying and abusing coffee. Mark is studying at 3 o'clock in the morning and abusing coffee. And I think that this is a major problem and you should deal with it right now.
You are darn right I'm going to deal with it right now. Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome. Oh, Karen. Karen. Yeah, Mom? You're grounded. It was worth it.
Ah!
Mark, why aren't you in bed?
Sleep is for losers. There's no way I'm gonna get a C again. Hard drive is full. Mom, I need $5,000 for a new computer.
Mark, I want you to stop working and take off those antenna lights. You look like a bug. Mark, I think this new school is a bad idea. I want you to go back to your regular school.
No way. You can't do that to me.
Mark, the school is putting way too much pressure on you.
I don't care. I'm not quitting and you can't make me.
I'm just trying to help.
Well, you're not. You're making it worse.
How am I making it worse?
Forget it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. You just don't understand.
Okay. Maybe I don't understand, but I'd really like to. Why are you so upset?
I can't quit the academy now. I have to prove I'm the best.
Why?
It's who I am. I'm not a jock. I'm not Mr. Personality. If I'm not the smartest kid in school, I'm nothing.
Oh, Mark. Mark, you know, if this had happened a few years ago, I'd understand why you feel this way. You used to be a one-dimensional kind of kid, you know, and school was your life. But lately, you've really grown. You've had a girlfriend, you've taken karate lessons, you got buddies. Really, Mark, I think this school is a step backwards for you.
But you always say how proud you are of me when I get straight A's.
Oh, Mark, I am proud of you when you do your best. I want you to do your best in everything, not just in school.
So, you're not disappointed in me?
I'm never disappointed in you. And really, I think you will be a lot happier if you go back to your normal life.
Well, I have kind of missed hanging out with my friends.
Oh, yeah. They're nice kids. They eat like pigs, but... they're really nice kids.
You know what, Mom? I think you're right. I want to go back to my old school.
Oh, good.
But the tough part's going to be telling them that I quit. It's going to be pretty humiliating.
Well, not if you say, gosh, like, you know, my mom had a total cow and she's forcing me to go back to my old school.
Can't say that. It's not true.
Okay. Mark Foster, I forbid you to go to this new school. No, 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 no. I don't want any more of your back talk. You're going to your regular school, and that is final. See? Now it's true.
You're a great mom.
Yeah, I know.